Man, it's weird with these ham radios where sometimes I just don't feel like doing them. And then I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I'm just done doing these, you know? Maybe I just won't do any more. I mean, I don't have anything to fucking say. But then, I don't know, just let a few days go by, let a week go by. And day just pops up where I'm just in the mood. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm gonna go outside and walk around. Let's bring the recorder. Who gives a shit if I don't have anything to say? I'll fucking come up with something. Find some songs to play, what have you. So last night, July 2nd, we had a Keith and the girl meet up in Toronto. Like a divorce party, because Keith and him are broken up. Turned out really well. I don't know how many people showed up. 20 maybe? It's quite a few. Our bar tab ended up being like, shit, man, like over $500. I laid down quite a bit of money myself just to make sure everything was covered. Which I probably shouldn't have done, because, you know, I'm getting low on money. But hey, fuck it, man. It's party time. Best just to make things run smooth. Yeah, it was really cool. We're at this place called the Imperial Pub. I really kind of like it. It's the upstairs part of it. It's called the Library, I guess. And it's got, like, a patio. And the patio is overlooking Dundas Square, which is, like, our Times Square, basically. Way smaller, but it's essentially we're at the center of Canada, you know. It's pretty fucking cool. But now, I didn't sleep all that much. My voice is probably a little weird sounding. But, I don't know, I just felt like I had to get out of the house. It's all sunny out, just go for a little stroll. Despite the fact that I should probably be sleeping this off. Anyway, let's go through my music, see if I can find a song to play. You know, here's a song that I already played recently, in fact, just a show or two ago. But I'm gonna play it again because I'm really getting to like it. It's Childish Gambino, Donald Glover's band, the guy who's from Derek Comedy and Community. I just saw his movie the other day, Mystery Team. I remember the trailers and stuff. They didn't really jump out at me. It looks kind of amateurish. I don't know, it just didn't seem that exciting. But I finally saw the movie, and it's really good. I really liked it. Definite thumbs up. So this is just a song he does over this band Grizzly Bear. There's this whole kind of movement of more modern bands that I'm just not that into. My friend Matt's way more into them, but I don't know, I feel like music hit this sludge period around the mid-2000s, 2004, 5, whatever, and on, where, I don't know, it's like they forgot about being catchy, they forgot about hooks, and it just kind of, it seems, I don't know if dreary is the right word, but it's subdued, you know? And I feel like this is one of those bands. Like this song, for instance, makes a fantastic backing track for a rap song, but then I grabbed the album and gave it a listen, and I don't know, the original song is This Is It, you know, just without the rapping over top of it. And I just feel like it needs more than that, you know? It's like, it's missing. It's missing a layer. It feels like an instrumental, even though there's a singer. So I really like how he took this kind of dreary song. It's not dreary, but I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Everyone's into this stuff, so hey, clearly I'm the one who's wrong. But by adding himself and just, I don't know, giving it some life. I mean, it's sort of a weird, cheesy rap song, I guess. Most serious music fans would never prefer this version to the original Grizzly Bear song. But I do. I think it's much better. I really like this song. It's grown on me a lot. So this is Bitch Look At Me Now by Childish Gambino.
Like a chess piece, and that move real quick like Nestle. Let me make it clear for a second, like Pepsi.
I was never worried about my wallet being empty. Cause when it was empty, I was still happy. Walking with my Walkman, freestyle rapping. High school bullies like, what the fuck happened? Nigga off the hook like I fucking shot the captain. And this is me relaxing, rapping is my hobby. I did this in my bedroom where I separate my laundry. Watching old episodes of Shining Time Station. You are now listening to my mouth on vacation. Why you doing this? What's your motivation? I am just a rapper, I don't need the paper. No, Will Smith went off without a hitch, man. C-H-I-L-D is the ish, man. Do 16 bars, no wristband. I'll always be childish, call me Maggie Simpson. Run the track like my tongue's an Olympian. I've always been this good, you just weren't listening. I'ma try to make my street cred stack up. I mean, I'm rapping over Grizzly Bear, what the fuck? Gather swagger up before I take it all. You started rapping when you wasn't good at basketball. I started rapping cause I fucking need some Adderall. I can't do one thing, I'm just too good. I can't do one thing, I am Tiger Woods. I make your iPod hotter than a lighter would. Picture me in sixth grade, overweight, overbite. Got my fake Adidas on, whiting out the fourth stripe. Kid named Vincent got it out for me, I hate that guy. Frodo from Chicago, really small and shy. You better recognize, cause I'm no better now. Cause I was always sick, my life's a hospital. And that's some funny shit, that turned his appetite. That female dog is blind, well bitch look at me now. I'm wearing tight jeans, and nobody's laughing. More pussy than recycled sanitary napkins. Bitch sitting shotgun in my Tracy Chapman. I did exactly what you niggas said would never happen. I'm doing me so big I can hardly walk. These rappers need ER like they're Charlie Park. Stay hard like my suit made by Tony Stark. This kind of music make your balls drop, Dick Clark. Yes, I'm grown and sexy, and I'm worth the wait. Girls act like I'm the only dude on earth to date. Put these words on your head and let them percolate. We need to separate, nigga, the church and state. I used to have to pay for gas in my mama's Saturn, and now I'm paying for a mortgage as a working actor. If living my life is what you say you're chasing after, nigga, stop talking shit and just be a rapper. Be a rapper.
So it's a real bright, shiny day out. Tons of people. It's this weekend, Saturday. Since I live like right downtown, it's just great. I can just step out of the house and bam, just start walking. My little voice recorder still kind of smells like fire, unfortunately. I haven't really been keeping up with my scrubbing regimen. Anyway, I just walked past some people offering free hugs. Free hug day, would you like a free hug? They were not particularly attractive people. Super hot chicks with huge fake tits. Yeah, I'll take your free hug, that might be fun. But I don't know, man, you gotta learn how to market your free hugs. You can't just give shit away in this world. You gotta make it appetizing. Some seriously slutty clothes going on today. This chick walking in front of me has got these cut-off jeans that are just like ridiculously short. That was a motorcycle cop getting angry because a dude was crossing the street when he wasn't supposed to. So, in recent news, I cut my hair. I haven't cut my hair in like 2 years. It was getting pretty long. But it just wasn't working out for me. I don't have the wherewithal to look after hair, I guess. It's kind of a pain. It just got to the point where I just wasn't washing it anymore. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. So I just buzzed it all off. That tends to be how it goes. I don't have a lot of fashion sense or style. I remember a little over a year ago when I was still in New York, just before I left New York, that last week where it was like the April 15th, big party week, and I had reconciled with Ian, so I was out having a big drinking party time, so I'd go out. Go out to bars, go get drunk, all these people around that knew who I was. Super fun time, one of the best times of the year. Then roll back into Brooklyn and swing by Ian's place. And I just remember in particular this one time where I was like, I don't know if I've ever told this story before, but fuck it, I don't know. Basically, she's got this mirror on her bathroom door that was, just the door happened to be open just the right way, that while I was banging her, I could look over and see myself. And my, I was all shaggy with hadn't shaved in some time, and hair was starting to get long. It's just like, yeah, man, that's the shit. Like, that's who I want to be. Look at that dude. Look at that hippie dude banging this chick. That's awesome. That's the dude I want to be, yo. But eventually it got to the point where, I don't know, my hair was just, it was just too long, it was too much. I could not, could not maintain it. But now that I did the buzzing off the hair, I think it's turning out well. Because I was really starting to look like just a fucking shiftless layabout, which I was, in fact. So it's nice to kind of get that dynamic look, the sleek look, you know, get some of that going again. Here's a Mother Mother song that I don't know if I ever played before. It's called Miles. It's from their second album, and it's just a nice little sort of country ditty. Makes me think of, Not the City. That's my deep fucking commentary. Miles by Mother Mother. We could go walking for miles, So, I was just wandering about town randomly, and I was about to just blab about, A, how I was suddenly running out of energy, and was like, oh man, I shouldn't be out and walking around. And, but now I've got an iced cappuccino, so that should help with that. And B, about the riots in Toronto, when my good friend Brad called me, and now we're at Tim Hortons. It's mostly, I guess, and this seems like it was not a particularly big international story. It didn't really break out of Canada much from what I've seen.
Actually hit CNN. Like, you know, CNN was like, here's a go. They didn't, CNN didn't show the video of the protesters singing O Canada and then getting run in on. That was pretty cool.
Right. But as far as like my, you know, Twitter sphere, a lot of my friends and stuff are from the States through that medium and various parts. Oh, yeah. And it's, it made no splash in particular. I don't know if it was on Keeping the Girl or not, but if it was, it was not a big deal.
Yeah.
And
if it had been 1,000 people, it would certainly have managed it, but it wasn't. It was only like 200.
So for those who don't know, which is probably almost everyone, because like you know, it didn't really break out that much. What happened is during these riots, well, these protests, you know, these silly, pointless placeholder protests, this one particular faction of people who I assume must have just used, you know, social media and the modern world of cell phones and internet to organize, and they were like, all right, we're all going to get together. I guess they do this at a lot of G20 places, excuse me.
They do it at a lot of protests,
And, they went crazy. They busted tons of windows. Like, did you see the winners on College and Young? I don't know what Winners ever did to them, but it was, like, wrecked. Every window, just boom, and, like, of all the weird places.
One poor building there had to... You know, it was standing there, all glass, and had a TD and a Starbucks kind of combined. And it's like...
Destined for death.
Yeah.
And the big image that was quite shocking was police cars. Two police cars got lit on fire.
Man, here's the thing. I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but those fuckers let those cars there to be destroyed and, you know... Absolutely, I'm positive. Because as I was walking around, you know, in the hours before the protest, I saw all these police cars around, but there was no one in them. And I was like, man, that seems like a bad idea. Anyway, right? Like, yeah, they were ready to... I'm sure that they actually did...
Like, it's a video game and they have, like, a preset set piece? Because this will be awesome when that part blows up.
No, it's all about justifying the extraordinary cost of, you know, of securing the whole thing. Someone said, hey, for $1 billion, you could have given everyone in Toronto their personal, a personal security guard for the day. And
or possibly devise some manner of floating island that, you know, they could have this G20 summit on. So let's discuss these riots. What are your thoughts on those?
Well, I had a, you know, perfect view. Oh, not a perfect view, but a really good view of, you know, the protest line from the top of my building.
Yeah, you were more or less in the center of the scrum.
Right? Well, I live at the corner of Richmond and Simcoe, so it's actually in, you know, it's in this area that, you know, is totally behind the riot cop lines. So if anything broke out, I was in like kind of the safest part of the city in some ways. If I didn't leave the building, he said. So
did you take part in were you an observer, a riot observer on the streets?
Almost.
I stayed away.
Because what happened was, of course, they, you know, right before the protests started, I went up to Queen's Park and, you know, just to see the giant gathering of protesters, right?
Right.
Which I like to describe as, you know, so many different messages, it's just white noise, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If a protest works better if everybody is protesting the same thing.
And it was nothing to do with this G20 summit most of the time, right? It's like labor unions and shit, from what I've gathered, just random causes.
One thing that's interesting is that when the violence breaks out, the labor unions get the fuck out. Right.
Right. Man, what the fuck are we? This is, I'm just thinking this music is going to be, and I'm like, what is this?
Well, hopefully...
It's like 1991.
Hopefully our voices
back.
Will try and drown out the music.
Yeah, basically, I had no idea about any of this. I was just at the library, and my good friend Picard was like, man, I can't get downtown because the subways are shut down. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? As I turn on the news, and...
So I get up to Queen's Park, and, you know, I see the throng of white noise, and, it's cooler than a lot of, you know, protests I've been to before. And then they started talking, you know, doing the pre-march announcements, and it's like, oh, okay, that's my cue to go home. right?
Because, so is this all before Windows and
this is way before. No, this is right at the start of the thing. Like, you know, this all is right. the legitimate protest march that was, you know, everyone was prepared for and everyone was going for. But yeah, so it goes by, the riot cops flip up their helmets, which was in itself was kind of a cool picture with, you know, the and I was like,
that's why I know this song. It takes two. It takes two to make the thing go right.
Never heard of it.
It makes two to two. It's terrible. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the riot cops flip up their helmets and everyone kind of relaxes because the protest has gone by. I was like, nice. And, yeah. So, decided to go out and go to the Eaton Center.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Now, admittedly, I could have made it to the Eaton Center had I just walked, you know. My friend Andrew and I, we went to the Eaton Center and didn't bring my camera. If I had, I would have a picture of, a wave of Black Bloc protesters coming down Queen. Yeah. With red, you know, the red flags. It was, you know, and we watched it, right? Because, you know, for some reason, just not really afraid of it, you know, but it's like, wanted to see where it was going, and it ended up turning down Bay. And
we're like, how many of these nutbags are there?
There were only like 200 or something, but
that's still
200 is still enough people to, you know.
Yeah, when they're intent on mayhem, like that's a lot of people. That's enough to fuck shit up.
Oh yeah, yeah. So of course, then, you know, they ran down Bay, and we said, okay, Eaton Center, all right. Yeah, because we weren't gonna follow them. They were starting to get loud, and and like I say, the flags unfurled, and they went down, you know, down Bay Street. It's like, Jesus, oh, good luck. And
they did not have any. Am I right in understanding that they also didn't really have an agenda? They're just Project Mayhem.
Yeah,
basically.
They were just fucking shit up. Yeah.
Right, they're just taking advantage of the opportunity to be crazy.
Yeah. I have pictures of the damage. Which, you know, they were just there to fuck shit up and go and say, like, it's, you know, no prisons, but everything's a prison. You know, it's like, man, yeah, so those fuckers knew half of what I knew. They wouldn't throw a brick anywhere. Not that we need to totally respect everything that's going on, but it's like, no, if things fell into anarchy, those fuckers sure as hell wouldn't be running it.
Right.
Afterward, right?
I hold your city captive, Ryan's girlfriend hostage, with my gangs of students and evil bosses. I am bad, I am the toughest fight you will ever face. It with a name like Sucky, no one on me, mother, who will kick your ass all over the place. Oh, that's a River City ransom. And don't look for a reason why I am the way that I am now. Maybe my mother doesn't love me, or my dad made me play the piano. I'm evil, I kick puppies, and I hate the smell of flowers. In the springtime, River City Ransom. Oh, River City Ransom. Oh, yeah. One time when I was little, I walked in on my parents. I didn't know what they were doing, but I was so embarrassed. They didn't stop, they only screamed for me to get the hell out of the room, or else that was gonna make me mow the lawn again. And man, I hate mowing the lawn. I'm evil, I kick puppies, and I hate the smell of flowers. In the springtime, River City Ransom. River City Ransom. Beat me up, or my priest could have molested me. I'm evil, I
kick puppies, and I hate the smell of flowers in the springtime, in the springtime, in the springtime.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed though in the with all this is I guess it's because I've never had a negative run-in with the police ever, but my leanings are definitely more toward the pre-existing power structures than with the random population. I don't know, like there's a lot of I was just there to watch and I can't believe a cop, you know, hassled me. And it's like, well, why were you there, idiot? Like, I just think that's so weird. Like, there's no reason for, like, people flock to it like goddamn flies to a fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know.
It's tons of fun if you're willing to, you know, like, you know, if you're willing to handle, you know, handle yourself if you're, you know, getting hassled, right? Or, you know, which I have to admit can amount to being ready to kowtow to authority when presented appropriately. But
like I guess how I kind of see it is why I just have so little sympathy for, like, I've read, you know, accounts of, like, oh, I was here and this is what I saw and blah blah blah. It's like, okay, so we got this G20, which is like world leaders from all over the place, fairly serious business, and that's way above our heads. Okay, so maybe it should happen, maybe it shouldn't, but it's happening. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, it shouldn't happen. That's what conference calls are for. What the fuck did they do that? But anyway.
Right, right. But that's kind of a bit, you know, assuming or just taking it that, okay, that's happening,
and it is.
If anything went wrong, can you imagine, like, Canada would never, that would be a black spot we would never, ever, ever get over, you know, if something happened to, like, Barack Obama was here, for Christ's sake, like, so there's no question this is going to be a very secured area, it's going to be a fucked up situation, and everyone who just rolled in to see what was happening knows that, and knows that the cops are good. It's a weird, tense situation, and being there is just making the police's job harder. I almost feel like the police should have got a free whack on everybody. It's like, what are you guys doing here? Get the fuck out of here. Just, like, I don't understand why you think it's your right to just make this situation harder than it has to be. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but if you get pushed down by a security guard or arrested for the night, too bad. You know, I just have no sympathy at all for those people. It's not like they're just like, what? That's what they're like children. They're like, what was I doing? Right. You know what you were doing, assholes. That's why I stayed home.
A lot of them were trying to get arrested, but that, you know.
Right. Meanwhile, I stayed home, watched it in the news. Somehow I didn't get hassled or arrested. Look at how crazy. Wow. Somehow I figured it out. Yeah, so all these, like, I don't know.
Incredibly proactive of you, but that's okay, because there's not really much to be active about.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, too, is, I mean, it's, did you see there's a paper, the Toronto Sun, right on the front, Rebels Without a Clue, and it's just this dopey-looking, you know, punky chick going, like, yeah, fight the power, with all the cops just staring at her, like, what are you doing here? You know, leave us alone. This is all weird, and, you know, it's a weird, dumb thing that's going on, but let's just get through this, you know? So, yeah, I don't know, man. I stick with the jack boots and the billy clubs. Fuck those jerk-offs. Fuck those people. And what I thought was funny, though, was... So you get the black bloc protesters that, you know, totally out of line, ridiculous, just destroying stuff, not cool. But there's all these little images also of, like, people picking up... there's one of a mailbox that picked up the mailbox, put it back, dusted it off. There's another little clip where a dude was trying to loot, like, a Sprint store.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
Yeah, so another guy takes whatever he took, like, pushes the guy down, tosses it back in the store, and is like, don't fucking steal stuff. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Yeah. And that's, like, just some random, you know, like, I do like that about, you know, I don't feel... You know, I don't feel too much Canadian pride in the sense, but it's like, fuck, man. You know?
Yeah, those are nice little moments.
It's a thing where you're like, oh yeah, I live in a country that's nice. I live in a nicer place than L.A. I really do. Keith hates New York, but I hate L.A., so it's like,
Yeah, you know? Certainly weird. Very, very strange thing. Unexpected thing to see when I turned on the TV that day.
Burn out! step toward his car. He broke into a